Hello and welcome to another episode of the Full Force Weekly, brought to you by GeneralsJoesReborn.com with me as your host, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. For today's episode, I'm joined by the awesome Patrick Not Picard Stewart. In this regular video series, we round up all the week's news in the world of G.I. Joe. What is it, Pat?
It's Full Force Weekly!
Woohoo! Yes, it is. How are you doing this fine morning, or whatever time it is in the day? How are you, Pat?
Doing just fine. It's like it's been forever since we talked.
I know. It's like, yeah. What was it?
It's been 24 hours or something. Less than that, actually.
Less than 24 hours. It's like 21 hours, I think it's been, right?
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah, maybe. Although we did actually, you know, start before 1 o'clock yesterday, as in we were talking to each other. So technically less than that. Anyway, good to have you on, mate. You're fresh from our monthly. How was that? Did you enjoy the O-ring talk?
Oh, yeah. It's still out there. If anybody missed it, they can just go watch the O-ring after this.
Or just stop watching this crap and go straight over there, yeah?
Yeah, sure. Sure. I'm sure we have something to talk about today. We always talk, even if there is nothing to talk about.
Well, you say that, but it's actually been quite a busy week. It's interesting because these little things kind of creep up on you. But when I was going through the kind of week, as I do, break it down, put it into document form, so we know, have like a nice structure to work with. I'm like, oh my God, there's actually been loads. We've had comics news this week. We've had other comics news this week, which we'll get into as well, which is very exciting. We've had classified news. We've had higher toys news. We've had all sorts of stuff. And Pat's favourite, listings updates. How, on a level of one to Weetabix, how are you on the listings today?
I'm probably somewhere around Waffalo's right now.
I don't know where that is. It could be beyond Weetabix. Pat could be really excited, but we'll never know until next year when Pat reveals what those code words actually mean. Amazing. Hope everyone's doing well in the chat as well. Lots of you that here already. Hope everyone is having a good start to their weekend. I know this is always a good start for us, isn't it? This always gets us off to a nice kind of like, you know, getting into the weekend.
Yeah, sure.
Also, there's a blimmin' big news coming out of WonderCon today, but we obviously won't know until later on today. But I will be going live with Travis Moody of A Toy Kind of Mood around about whenever I can get the graphics sorted out. So I don't know, anytime after all the reveals happen. So we'll be going live talking about that. And we've got other bit of cool news about WonderCon as well, Pat, but which we'll talk about when we get there, shall we? Which is quite cool. Anyway, let's get on with the news. We'll start then with, well, technically this is Chris's book report is what this turns into. It is a bit of comics news. Yes, Duke issue 4 was out this week on Wednesday, and it is absolutely phenomenal. It is a real bit of a breathtaking one, very fast-paced. Obviously, the last time we, and there will be no major spoilers in this one, just general spoilers. So I'm going to, a quick kind of overview of where we left off with Duke. So in the last issue, we had obviously the situation where Duke, Clutch and the Baroness are being held at the pit for transportation. Well, Duke and Clutch are being held for transportation. I think the Baroness is just there because she's been naughty. Anyway, they're kind of like trying to talk about how to, well, she was trying to help, trying to get them to help her escape. Then, well, I'll give it away now because it's an issue ago now, but Major Blood turned up with his bloodhounds, I think they were called. Have you seen this yet, Pat? Have you heard about the bloodhounds?
I've read the issue.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I should have started with that, shouldn't I? Just to make sure that you weren't going to be spoiled by anything in the previous issue. But yeah, the bloodhounds I thought was quite a fun little addition, like kind of like Major Blood's little troops. And I kind of thought, oh, I wonder if that's something we'll probably see it in the future in, like, I don't know.
What were they called at JoeCon?
You what, bud?
What were they called at JoeCon, his troops?
I have no recollection. I'm having a look now.
What year was that? 2005 or 2006?
I'm going to say 2006 and see what comes up. The New Orleans one.
Maybe 2006. I think yeah. So.
2006, the Heroes Unite, Cobra's Most Wanted Mercenaries.
They were called the Skull Squad. That's right.
Skull Squad. Skull Squad. Yeah. I got there eventually. You got there quicker than me, but yeah, Skull Squad. So yeah, we get bloodhounds in this one. So do you think we're going to start seeing major blood troop builders in Super 7, and I would say Classified?
You know, there's a possibility of it. I wouldn't call it out of the question. It did seem like they were basically, built from existing Cobra parts, if that made sense.
Right,
like,
yeah.
A little more, like, it looks like you could make them reasonably from parts that are already out there, I think.
Yeah, definitely. And I'll kind of say that, yeah, I liked the fact they included those guys, and that it did have vibes of, I'm not sure if you're a fan of the Venture Brothers, but it did have vibes of some of the Monarch's henchmen. if you read that issue, I thought it was quite a fun little, like, almost like that they just reminded me of, like, that they'd be numbered. Do you know what I mean? It'd be like Henchman 21.
Oh, henchman. Sure.
But anyway, that was, yeah. So basically they turn up and they're there to wipe everyone out, because Destro doesn't want, he doesn't want anyone living in that scenario. So he hires Blood in order to do so, to take them out. Blood fails. And I think a lot of people, and I will admit myself included, Blood gets shot in what looks to be the head. Now, if you've been paying attention in that issue, you'd have noticed that he didn't have an eye patch. Both of his eyes were still available to him. I didn't notice that. Did you notice that, Pat?
You know what? Come to think of it, I don't think I did.
I was just, I saw Blood,
but
and I didn't, it didn't dawn on me that he had both eyes.
Well, you know, there's some debate as to whether or not Major Blood always had both eyes, because,
yeah, true.
Since sometimes he's depicted as a sniper, some people have thought that maybe the eye patch there is there to condition the eye for sniping purposes. So
nice. I like that.
Yeah, it could have been that, but yeah, I don't think Blood's gone by any stretch of the imagination. I don't think so.
I take you haven't read issue 4 yet, then.
I don't have issue 4.
Okay. I will not give anything else away at this stage. But obviously that major thing happened in issue 3. And so going into issue 4, lots of cool stuff happens. We get some sort of, like, I would say, like, character inclusions in this one as well, which, again, I was really excited to see. And again, it does feel like I'm loving this, the comics, by the way, absolutely loving them. But I will say that sometimes it feels like it's like the kid, you know, Sunbow, how Sunbow was kind of utilized almost as the adverts for the toys almost. It kind of feels like when you turn a page, it's like, oh yeah, there's that guy that's in Classified. I can, you know, I need to get that figure. I kind of feel like it's like our version of that, like an adult version. Anyway, again, we get another character introduction, which is really cool. I won't give that one away. We actually get a couple, but we're going to be talking about the covers for issue 5. This is issue 4, by the way. We're going to be talking about the covers for issue 5. And obviously that does have some slight spoilers in what is, you know, coming to come in the series. And a lot of these covers have been out. So we know that, for example, the Battle Android Trooper is heavily utilized on these covers. So it was clear that we were going to get a Battle Android Trooper at some point. So I don't really see this as a massive spoiler. But Duke does finally meet a Battle Android Trooper in this issue. And obviously in issue 5, we're going to get this is the final issue, issue 5, of the Duke miniseries. And we're going to see what happens with Duke, with his what he's found, basically, and all the information that I can't really give away without giving any major spoilers. But anyway, that is issue 4. Now, going into these covers, like I said, we've kind of seen the Battle Android Trooper kind of hinted at really strongly, and it was always going to happen. Are you excited to see where this... I mean, have you enjoyed the series so far, Pat?
You know, I think that it's done right, it should be different than the other comic that's being made already by Larry Hama. I mean,
yeah.
That to me is always going to be the main story of G.I. Joe. So if you're going to do another one, which I think is worth doing, I like that they are making it as different as possible, but yet also incorporating designs that exist by using the classified designs, because sometimes brand new designs don't necessarily always work, and then you're committed to them. I think that there's been a proving grounds for these designs, so it's a smart thing to do.
Yeah. Again, like, I'm loving these covers. That I do have the information of who did what on the covers, and I always forget to get that up ready, because I think I've done everything and then forget something very simple like that. But anywho, massive shout out to Mark Seddon and Talking Joe, of course, because I keep stealing all of his posts and reposting them. But it's just easier than me doing all the work. So Duke 5, cover A, is by Tom Riley on the left-hand side there. Cover B is by Mateus Santoluku on the right-hand side there. And I really like that one. There's something very Terminator-esque about that one, isn't there, Pat?
I was already getting that vibe. Yeah, I was picturing just, you know, half of the claw going up through the... at the end.
Yeah, like doing that at the end, going into the... Yeah. Anyway... brilliant stuff. Then we have the next cover on the left-hand side with that kind of Destro floating, you know, kind of half transparent in the background or opaque in the background. Cover C, 110 copy incentive, connecting cover, so by Tyler Boss and Jason Wordy. So that is the connector. Or is that the connector? I was wondering if the one on the right was the connector, because that's the one that looks like the connectors. But in terms of order, they've kind of put it in that order. So I wonder if that one on the right is the connecting cover one or not. I'm not sure, though, because I don't know exactly which one's which. Anyway, we might be able to work it out by who did the covers. Tyler Boss and Jason Wordy. I don't know. I think that's them on the right, actually. And then on the left-hand side, I believe that's cover D, which is 125 copy incentive by Brian Lavelle. And then the cover E, which is this one, is Dustin Nguyen. And this is amazing. I love how cool the bat looks on this one, Pat.
Yeah, looks really good. I like it.
Yeah,
it's really kind of connecting covers, because I never saw them all connected.
We're going to need to do that. I'm going to need to get them all together and actually see which ones go with what, because I'm pretty sure it's the one on the right that connects, because that's got the same vibe as the other ones. There was one like where it was like a building that he was jumping out of, and then the other one was like a you know, like a junkyard with all the cars racing around it.
Right.
And I think that looks more like the vibe of the one on the right hand side. Matt has actually asked, has anyone shown all the connected covers put together? I haven't seen that yet, actually. I'm sure it exists somewhere. And if not, we'll probably do it and post it. Or maybe Mark Seddon will do it from Talking Joe, and then I'll steal it and repost it. Thank you, Mark. But yeah, anyway, some really nice covers for cover 5 coming out. And I'm excited to see where the story kind of finishes, really. Or it, obviously not finishes, but the mini-series finishes. Obviously, the story's going to keep going. But yeah, I've been really impressed so far. And but that isn't all the comics news this week, Pat. We have got a bit of vintage comic news to talk about next, which I'm super excited about. So let's get to it. Yes, Battle Action Force returns, people. Very exciting, this, because obviously this relates to People very close to us, Pat, in Paddy and Brian, Total Toy Books. And I'll read out the entire press release, because obviously that has all the information you're ever going to need. And thanks to Brian for allowing us to be the ones to break the news. So that was amazing. So thank you very much for allowing us to do that. So Battle Action Force was published weekly from October 1983 to November 1986 by IPC Magazines Limited and brought together some of the greatest talents in the British comics industry of the time, both on the editorial and illustrative fronts, including names like Jerry Finlay Day, Jeff Campion, and Cam Kennedy. Included in its pages were the adventures of Action Force, created by British toy manufacturer Palatoy. Four heroic Action Force teams, Infantry Specialists, Z-Force, Ocean-based Q-Force, Infiltration Specialist, the SAS, and Orbital Guardians Space Force protected the world against the evil machinations of Baron Ironblood, the Black Major, and their army of brainwashed Red Shadows. Now, for the first time in over 40 years, Total Toy Books, with kind permission from Hasbro and in collaboration with Rebellion Publishing and Skeletron, are proud to announce an officially licensed reprint of the Action Force Tales from Battle Action Force collected in a series of deluxe-sized treasury editions. With original issues difficult to find and expensive to purchase in full, this is a collection not to be missed by fans of the original series or for those who only discovered the existence of the comic in more recent times. More details about this exciting series will be revealed in the coming weeks. Sign up to the mailing list at totaltoybooks.com to be the first to find out more about this forthcoming series. Pat, how cool is this?
You know, for me, like, I can remember learning about Action Force in the early 90s, but as the internet kind of was pouring more information out there, it was just, I wanted to sit down and read these with physical copy, and this is going to be amazing to be able to do that.
I mean, it is a massive amount of stories as well. Like, it's so, I mean, it's when you really kind of take into consideration how many, like, issues this spans as well. Like,
yeah.
It's just going to be great. The fact we're going to get, like, treasury editions of this is way, like, I would say it's, like, way, like, too long in coming, really. Like, this is something that should have been done a long, long time ago, I think.
Yeah, and honestly, one of the big barriers was it was just frustrating to think about even trying to collect all of these in order to read them. So this is going to be a really great way to get them without having to worry about any of that.
Totally. I'm really excited to see what they do. We don't have any information we can give up at this time, but there will be more information to come. All we know so far is what's in the press release. And like I said, there's going to be more information about what those treasury editions will contain. There's been some kind of questions and details about, like, you know, oh, will it be colorized? Will it be this, that, and the other? We don't have that information yet, but obviously that information will come to light very soon. So for any questions about specifics about this, we can't say, or we don't know at this stage. But it's all very exciting. It's nice to finally have, like, an official kind of, you know, kind of sign of seal of approval on this as well. And I get excited whenever I see Skeletron involved in something as well. I kind of think, oh, good. I feel like it's also a seal of quality as well. Total Toy Books, Skeletron, Rebellion. It's, I don't know. There's just an element here that you just know this is going to be really frigging good.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm definitely in on this. I will be picking these up. And there's something about the fact that this is a vintage thing that makes me more inclined to really dig into it whenever it comes in hand.
This is something as well I'm going to say, Pat, which I don't know if you agree with or not, but do you think doing something like this and getting this out in a more kind of, like I say, an official capacity, in a way that is, like, going to be easily attainable, I guess, all that kind of stuff, would you kind of then be more confident to see characters from this series show up in toy form currently?
Yeah, you know, that actually kind of makes more sense to me. I think that people become more attached to a character whenever they've read them or seen them in a cartoon. So yeah, I think that that would make a lot more sense. So far, the characters that we've seen have been pretty limited to the ones that have been figures already. So maybe there are some others in there that could shine through.
Yeah, I'm kind of really just hoping that the classified team see it, read it, and be like, oh yeah, Baron Ironblood, we'll do him now. We'll do Kraken now. We'll do, you know, that's what I want to see. Right. I want to see some of that kind of stuff. Or like, you know, SAS Eagle, which they kind of already have technically done.
I think Ironblood would be more likely than Kraken. Although, oh, yeah. You never know. Like we've been saying, Kraken could fit right alongside Cobra Law, so you never know.
Yeah, I would love to. RKW says, just got here. Is this a video game? No, that I know what you're saying though. It's got that video game vibe of the graphic. No, this is Battle Action Force. We'll be getting kind of like a reprinted Treasury Edition, kind of official release the comics through Total Toy Books, Rebellion, and Skeletron. Not a video game, just to be clear on that. We haven't actually, do you know what? Speaking of the video game, we haven't heard. I need to get in contact with Kerry again to work out or to see if we can get another interview going, because we haven't heard anything about the release. I think what our kind of idea or theory was that there's probably multi-platform going on, and they were just keeping it, you know, they were doing the work that needs to be done, and that's put a delay on it. But we will see. Mark says, full articulation Super 7 SAS Eagle, please and thank you. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool. I agree.
Kraken is so toyetic. Why wouldn't they make him, says Ed. Yeah, that's another good point. I actually think we could see a lot of these in the Super 7 line. More likely, I think we could see some stuff coming out of this, because, you know, I feel like they would be more inclined to do that. And because they're already in that kind of vibe anyway. And now if there's the official media to back it up, they might be like more inclined to throw a few of those in the O-ring.
Well, I mean, Super 7 and monster stuff was always kind of a thing. So I think that is a plus for them anyway.
Yeah, definitely. Anyway, really excited about this one. We'll be speaking to Brian about this very soon, actually. We've got to work out some details, but we will be doing an interview with Brian, and hopefully there'll probably be more news, and he might even be revealing stuff on that particular interview, so we will see. In any case, massive shout out to Brian Hickey and Paddy Lennon, Total Toy Books, Rebellion, Skeletron, everyone involved, Hasbro as well. Cannot wait for this one, and really, really excited to see what these Treasury Editions are going to be like, because again,
my
blooming dude, my G.I. Joe bookshelf is getting crazy. I mean, mainly because Carson brought one out that's so big you can't fit it in anything.
You have a shelf that fits that?
Well, I say shelf. I have 1, 2, 3, 4 of those cubbies. You know, the IKEA cubbies at the bottom?
Okay.
Just all G.I. Joe books now. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. You know, you've got like James Cavanaugh books in there. You've got, what else have we got in there? We've got Carson's kind of first series in the little, the kind of like box set. I've got, I say it's not all G.I. Joe actually. There's a Transformers museum edition thing in there. Did you ever get one of those, ever see that before? It's like a big long book that's got loads of fun things inside it when you open it up.
Yeah, I have that. I have that same book. I forget what they've called all of those, but I have that.
Vault. Transformers Vault.
That blue cover with Optimus on it, yes.
Yeah. I mean, you could have said that about any book ever with Transformers. Well, yeah,
that is true.
It's the blue one with Optimus Prime on it.
Well, there's also like the one that's the Autobot symbol that shifts, and then the Covenant of Primus is in it. My bookshelf has been full for years. I've got so many old Toy Fair catalogs and stuff.
Toy Fair, yes.
Yeah, I've got like all the Kavanaugh books. I don't even know if all of those made it on there. Like I have a couple of those book holders, and I have those Dan Klingensmith's books. The Mark Bellamo books are not even on there right now because I was referencing those.
Yeah.
And spaces get filled in. Like I probably need another bookshelf.
Oh, easily. And that just makes me happy to think that there's so much G.I. Joe kind of reference material out there. I love it. And then, and of course, your Total Toy books from you know, like Total Action Force, Volume 1, Volume 2. I mean, there's going to be a Skeletron, you know, a Robo Skull Mark II book as well soon. My goodness. My Palatoy Story by Bob Breakin as well. It's just never ending. I love it. Anyway, bring it on. Give us more Battle Action Force. Cannot wait. This is very exciting. Like I said, we'll be speaking with Brian about this very soon. Cannot wait to do that. Right then. Next up then, Pat, we have other news to talk about. I know what it is. It's the Artist Collection. You ready for this?
I am.
Yes, who'd have thunk it? So here we are minding our own business, and then on Twitter I get tagged in a post by Collectorian. Shout out to the Collectorian who found this and saying, oh, I found this website, the G.I. Joe Classified Series Artist Collection. Now this actually feels like it might have been out for a while, and we just didn't realize it or notice. But the website seems to be curated by ex-Hasbro art director and lead designer on the Classified Series packaging, Cecil Cates. And because it's obvious, you know, he's the one that's put this together. And he's also got Transformers on there and some other stuff on there, which is really cool. It's a really awesome website. You can go check it out. And it's all the art, you know, compiled over a certain period of time. Specifically with the Classified Series Artist Collection, it stops at a certain point. I think it's like the first 50 releases that are on there, but it's really good website to check out if you haven't already. Link in the description. How good is it, Pat, to finally have this kind of accessible for the first time ever?
Yeah, that's really nice. I didn't realize the Transformers stuff is on there. I'm going to have to go take another look. You were talking about all the G.I. Joe ones, so I didn't even have to go to the website.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah, because we were posting them in the thing, weren't
right.
we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Adam was going, oh, there's this one. What's really fun about it is that we went the longest time without seeing a full version high res of the Beachhead Cobra Island release. And that is this one right here from Ashley Witter Masco, I think it is. We reached out to Ashley, I think a number of us did in the thing, to try and see if we can get this artwork, like just a kind of high-res version of it to actually see it, because it felt like every other piece of artwork was shared by the artist, shared by Hasbro, whatever it may be. It was kind of out there in some way, shape, or form. And we didn't really have a good one of Beachhead anywhere. So the fact that this website now exists where you can go and check out this artwork, it's amazing. So yeah, go check it out. The question kind of like comes up quite often with the Artist Collection here, Pat. Could you see them putting this together in some sort of book at some point? Could you see them do that, or do you think it's going to be one of those things that never really happens?
I think it probably would never really happen. I mean, there were those Marvel Masterpieces that were awesome, an awesome card set that Marvel did release kind of just through comic book form. And, you know, maybe that's still a possibility. I kind of wonder how well these would sell just, you know, as a comic on the shelf month to month. But I don't know.
Yeah, I'd love to see some sort of coffee table book with this artwork in it. And it does feel like there's a nice kind of like 50 and out sort of vibe that you could kind of do. And then everything else, you know, it kind of changes at that point, I think, where we get the artwork kind of like minimized to very thin. Everything becomes like quite thin, and you don't get these kind of like big sort of like set pieces going on in the background. One thing I think I noticed at the time, but can't remember, probably didn't remember, was the fact that the Terradrome is in the background of Beachhead's art. I think that's really cool, up in the kind of like just above his head, kind of like in the middle in the background. That's pretty neat. And I did like the art that they did for that, specifically like picking out these little Easter eggs and, you know, little homages and things like that. I love the fact that the tiger fly was on Recondo's art. I love that. Just kind of like there in the corner, and you just kind of think, oh yeah, we're getting a tiger fly. That would be nice, but I can't see it. Pass Progy says Terradrome Haslab confirmed. Jeez. All right, let's break that down. Even if they did a quarter of a Terradrome for the Classified series and you could buy four of them, how friggin' huge would that be? It would have to be like this big. It would have to be like the size of a pretty small child.
Yeah, I've sometimes wondered if they could do like part of one or a wedge of one. Like, I think we've talked about that before.
Maybe a room, stackable rooms until you've built an entire Technodrome, Terradrome, not Technodrome.
I've got my turtles. Build a Technodrome too, if you're a Turtles fan, I guess.
If it's a generic room, yeah, you can do whatever you want with it. That's brilliant. I don't know. Anyway, I'm just really happy that the art exists now, that we can kind of like access it kind of comfortably and see all of it. It's really nice. And like I said, it stops at a certain point, but I think the art kind of sort of changes a little bit, doesn't it? After the fact.
It does, but if you were to build a book, you'd just work with the layout, include things like all that Chuckles art that was made.
Yes.
Yeah.
It could be like a whole page.
You'd be able to work that out.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I also wonder if not like that Cecil was the kind of holder of that kind of information necessarily, but because he was the kind of art director and the lead on it, I wonder if like based on him not being there anymore, which is obviously a shame. He was obviously I think involved in the last layoffs situation, which is really sucky because I really liked Cecil and he was on a few live streams and all that kind of stuff. And he always seemed like a really nice guy. So that was obviously really sucky. But I wonder if like the idea of a book for the artist collection kind of went when he left. I don't know if that, I mean, I'm sure someone could always take that up, can't they? But you know how sometimes there's always someone that's like the main support behind something. You know, like I wonder if he was that person and now that he's not there, that might be a kind of, you know, a pipe dream.
It may be. I mean, I guess it depends on how much we keep on asking for it and whether or not they think that that's something that would make money, or it probably would take somebody in the community to really be the person putting it together, I think. I mean, there could be a licensee. You never know. I mean, G.I. Joe's doing well, so there's a chance.
That's true. Coffee table size Terradrome, says Ed. Jamie Lynn says, guys, have you seen the size of the Super 7 Cat's Lair? It can be done. Yeah, but you'd need like four of them to make a Terradrome. How could you functionally make a quarter of a Terradrome? You can't functionally do it. But you'd forcibly do it, and then you'd have to buy four of them to create it. But the funny thing is, you're right. Like, there'd be that thing of how would you make the logo in the middle, like, be a proper logo, you know, when it closes?
Yeah, that center bubble would just have to be a separate release or something. I don't know. I mean, you could do half of it and then just have an extra one of those. I don't know. That's a problem for the designer. They're just going to have to deal with it.
It's just going to have to do, yeah, because they're obviously going to do it. Hilarious. I just saw some of this art pop up at Target as posters, says White. Yes, the actual art we've seen in multiple places. We've seen it on T-shirts. We've seen it on, there was that kind of like website that they would like, when they released a new figure, it would go up on this website as, you know, prints that you could order, and you could have it in like all sorts of different ways and sizes and all sorts. And then, of course, Pat, there's always the classic 80s tees reveal week, which we always used to really enjoy, when 80s tees would reveal a character before it came out in the actual Classified series. That doesn't really happen anymore, does it?
No, I was checking. It's been less than a month, though, that since I've checked to make sure.
Go and check out 80s tees now, just in case. Amazing. Anyway, that is the artist collection. Like I said, the website you can check out in the link in the description, and it's just really cool. It's really nice to have it all in one place, and I hope that we do get something in like an official book capacity in the future. Anyway, let's move on to the next news item. There's lots of news items. I believe it's listings next, Pat. Am I correct? Because I've forgotten the.
It is. We can get through this quick.
I only. I only said that because I wanted Pat to say it out loud. Earlier in the week, I popped up with a little listings update, and we're just going to go through that little update as quickly as possible so that Pat can stop crying in the background there. Look, he's so upset. He's not even paying attention now, and it's fine. I totally understand. So the updates we had for you guys. Now, this page of 2024 hadn't changed dramatically, but if you are late to the party, obviously we've popped Night Force, Shockwave, and the Pursuit Cycle in the left-hand column in He Is Space Ghost. We still can't reveal who Bam Bam is in that four-figure wave, but we'll get there eventually, hopefully, fingers crossed, or it'll be revealed before we get the opportunity to do so. And then, of course, we could reveal, though, that Road Pig, who was officially name only dropped, was Highway Pet, which means that Road Pig will come with an animal companion, which, again, we can't discuss yet. So that'll just be have to be a nice surprise for everyone, or when images leak, or whatever happens first. Then, of course, we go over to the other side of that screen. We are aware that the MM designation means Pulse or PulseCon exclusive. So the PulseCon exclusive in this case, MM designation is Starduster, and everything else that's MM is Pulse exclusive. Hope that makes sense. So we know that Scrappy is, and of course we know that Raptor is SDCC now as well, and we know that the Ferret Scout is Scooby VEH. For the rest of those in red, we don't know who Fred is, we don't know who Whipsnakes is. We do know Yogi and Zorak, but we can't say anything yet, unfortunately. But we do know their target in Walmart. And we don't know what HB Blossom VEH is. But we do know that it is either Amazon or Famazon because of that particular listing showing up on Amazon. Now, we also know that Cobra Commander is going to be Retro Casey. But again, this is information we've had for ages. You guys have known about that for a long time. We have no clue who Oki and Azrael are at this stage. Hopefully we will find out soon, sooner rather than later. And of course, Rough and Ready were revealed a while back to be the Action Marine, an Action Pilot. Now, not like I said, nothing has changed on this particular form. I don't even think it changed when we did the last update. It might have thrown in the Amazon or Famazon edition. But I did take Sal Pet off this side because we did find out that Sal Salvador was Sal Pet. So we know that that is the same listing as that. So we've changed Salvador to Salvador Pet. We've also managed to unlock a number of the name-only reveals that have recently popped up in their standard retail wave of four listings. So we know that Xandar is Homer. We know that Saw Viper is Maggie. We know that Leatherneck is Marge. And we know that Dialtone is Lisa. And they're the first four-figure wave of 2025. And then the second wave of four figures will include Frag Viper, Grandpa, and Blowtorch, Bart. We don't know who Smithers and Flanders are yet. And we don't know any of the others that are in red, not a clue. The only other things we know that have been revealed are the fact that we believe the TT designation is Pulse. Or Pulse and PulseCon. So if you look at the tick, effectively, was what those TT designations are, we can see that they're all, we know that some of them are Pulse, and we know we have an inkling that Arthur Deluxe is going to be the PulseCon one because of the fact that it's a Deluxe. And in the past, in the previous, the Daphne Deluxe PulseCon exclusive was Starduster, as you can see there. So that was our kind of thought process on that one. And then the only other thing we can kind of say with any certainty at this point is the Legacy designation is the new name or the new term in code word land for the 60th anniversary line. Okay, that is pretty much everything. Pat, are you happy now that you know all that stuff?
Sure. I'll take this time to just respond to Mr. Cheeseburger by saying O-ring Kraken for sure, because, you know, responding to stuff that is related to code words, you know, it's whatever. We could just be done with the code words again. It's nice to get an update. I appreciate seeing what you know and we can organize for everybody, but it's all in code.
Yeah, it's like it's just like looking at an undone crossword puzzle without any of the clues either. So it actually is what it is, exactly what we're looking at right now. Anyway, there you go, guys. That's your updates for the leak listings 2024 and 2025. Now, there was this little addition, which I don't think we spoke about, Pat. I think I'm not sure if we did speak about.
No, we haven't.
The selfie series kind of listings that popped up. Histank dropped these, and basically we had, sorry, I'm multitasking. We had these listings quite a while back, and we were under the assumption that they were planned and canned, the Selfie Series Cobra Officer and the Selfie Series Storm Shadow. Now, there's a couple of talking points here, Pat, that we can quickly kind of run through. We're either looking at a planned and canned situation, or we're looking at a relaunch of the Selfie Series. If you were a betting human, what do you think you would, which way would you be leaning?
There's always a possibility that Selfie would be done as like a few short burst, limited time things. And rather than keeping it online and you can sign up at any time, because I'm sure they did it before, they had a peak at the beginning and then it just leveled off.
Yeah.
But I'm still going to bet that this was just lingering around and that it's no longer an option. That'd be my guess. How about yourself?
I agree with that one. I personally think it was a planned and canned stuff, but again, so I just put that cheeky comment up because I thought it was hilarious. Pastor Pierogi says, during code names, Pat looks like a person stuck in a meeting that could have been an email. I love that. I mean, technically it was. That information has been sent to Pat and he just goes, I don't care. And then I'm right, we'll get you on a Zoom call and then we'll go over it that way. I'm kidding. This isn't Zoom. In any case, yeah, Selfie Series. I feel personally it's probably planned and canned, but you never know. The fact that, you know, and again, a couple of people mentioned, oh, they're both male kind of figures though. And then I thought, maybe the Cobra Officer would be a Valkyrie.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it would be. And, you know, but you'd probably want a Cobra Officer and a Cobra Valkyrie. That would kind of make sense to me if you had a male and female Cobra Trooper. And then like you go to the Joes and you had like a Steel Corps would be, I think that would make a lot of sense personally if they ever did that. But maybe they want to keep that kind of core character thing going with Storm Shadow. But I don't even know how you do that without the skin tone matching kind of situation, unless you had multiple arm skin tones as well.
Yeah, that's true.
Or he has sleeves.
They just do sleeves. Yeah.
I don't know.
That would require actually making something of a new figure, which really wasn't what we got before.
I mean, Kit Bash, but even so, you're right. They'd have to the logistics have to line up to actually, you know, get those parts manufactured and then put together. So yeah, you're totally, totally right on that one. Pa says, Pat doesn't read the TPS reports. He had to come in on a Saturday.
That's right.
Hey, Pat, could you go ahead and come in on a Saturday and talk about the TPS reports, please?
I don't know where Captain my stapler K- is.
Yeah, exactly. Captain K said, would this be Selfie Series 3.0? If it came out, I guess it would be. Yeah. I'm also, is it quite funny as well that you've got Cobra Officer? Well, I suppose you had Snake Eyes before, but you have Cobra Officer and Storm Shadow, who are more famous for having masks on. And especially like for a trooper, you might have the helmet pop on or something, possibly. But then no haircut? Or would you have the hair? How would you do it?
Or maybe they're just eager to do these because they only have to worry about making this part special. You can't tell if those are your eyes on that Selfie Series figure.
Could you imagine if the Selfie Series is just, yeah, we're just going to literally copy this bit. So, all you have to do actually is just write in what color eyebrows and eyes you have. And then that's it. We'll do the rest. Amazing. Fantastic. Pastor Brogy says, I was surprised they killed the Selfie Series so soon after announcing new features. I mean, I would be surprised, but like Hasbro do have an interesting track record in, you know, like you can do huge amounts of development on something, spend an absolute fortune on developing something, and it doesn't even make it to market. and they'll scrap stuff like that on a regular basis. So I am not 100% surprised they did it. I know it was kind of a bit weird, like, you know, we just released this, but maybe they just released it and they were like, they had a goal to hit. And if they didn't hit that goal, it was like, well, we're just going to sack it off. And it looks like that probably happened, right, Pat?
Yeah, that's what I would guess. I would guess that they said, hey, let's give it one more push, because they were doing some heavy advertising for it too. And I think they probably gave it that one more push and then were like, if it was going to come back, don't you think it would have come back in time for Ghostbusters again? I think that they probably would have given that an option. They're still making Ghostbusters stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's all timely most of the time, isn't it? And they have to like, you know, you're talking about development stuff with this as well. And it's interesting with the selfie series, because it is kind of, I suppose, already that it's a process in itself. And it doesn't seem to be like that long, the process. I was really surprised at how quick the selfie process took and then delivered to me. I think that was the most surprising part, actually, at how fast that process was. Again, I don't know. Would you want to see it back? Is a question I hadn't asked you. Do you want to see this return? Do you care?
If it was better, yes. Back better, yeah, because it didn't look that much. I was lucky. Mine looked more like me than other people's, but some of those were not.
Dude, it took me about 30 goes to get one I was happy with. And then when I got it, I was still not happy with the haircut. So it's like, yeah, I don't know.
Right.
Anyway, that's selfie series. And like I said, we don't know what the situation is here. We're just going to have to wait and see on this one. But if we don't see anything this year, I wouldn't bet on seeing it at all next year either. But we'll see. We'll see. Anyway, let's move on to what we already know. We're going to do this in kind of like in a little advance of the next news story, but basically, these are the name only reveals we have. I'm currently in the process of doing a Let's Talk Classified dial tone. Then we'll do Frag Viper. Then we'll do Blowtorch, and then I'll do Road Pig. So we'll get there. Expect to see dial tone hopefully on Sunday. I should be able to get him ready for Sunday, so I might be able to bust that out tomorrow. In any case, there's what we know name only reveals wise. Digital renders. Now I say this because I feel like we might be seeing the retro Beachhead, Eels, Snow Serpent, and I think we might see the Cobra Ferret as pre-orders very soon. Might be what they reveal over WonderCon. We might get some like promotional imagery of these guys. Maybe even the Ferret. I could see the Ferret getting some promo stuff. Yes, Scott, we will be going live with a news burst later on tonight as well, following the WonderCon news. I'll be joined by Travis Moody for that one from A Toy Kind of Mood. In any case, I kind of want to see the Dragonfly stuff as well. I really want to see an update on the Dragonfly figures, because I really want to see Ripcord, Crazy Legs, and Glenda. I'm desperate to see those blooming figures, Pat.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. I don't know, though. I'd rather they worked on other things than worry about giving us too many updates. But at the same time, we've spent the money, so maybe something a little more frequent would be good.
Yeah, they are going to give us an update soon. We are aware of that. And effectively, it's just because there's not much bandwidth for the team at the moment. But we hopefully will get it. Then, of course, we have the unofficial leaks, which could give us some clues as to what we might be revealed over WonderCon. Because we know that Cobra team members are going to be introduced that haven't in the past. So Heart Wrench is a possibility on that one, I would say, Pat. Considering she was in that kind of group that's of four, three of which have already been name only officially revealed. So I kind of feel like Heart Wrench is, you know, got to be around the corner at some point on that one.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see what they reveal. Travis says, thanks for the shout. Looking forward to it. Gives me something to do in this rain. Hopefully you'll be indoors when we do that, Travis, and you won't have to be out in the rain while you do it. I'm excited to see what we might see over WonderCon, but as for the rest of it, we know that the Marauders 2-pack is coming, as is the Sarge. We have had multiple sources confirm Snowcat and Thunder Machine, which is both terrifying and exciting at the same time. I obviously accidentally slipped up on the IG Bat. That's out there now. And we've known about Retro Cobra Commander for ages. So, I would expect all of these very soon in some way, shape, or form. Right then, that leads us on to the next news item. Let's do it. Yes, WonderCon is around the corner. And like I said, I will be joined by Travis to chat about all the reveals from the show later tonight. We don't know when that will be exactly because, of course, you know what it's like. These events, you can't predict how long they'll last or what the situation is going to be. So if there's going to be images. But we do know one thing, don't we, Pat? We do.
Yes. If it is allowed to live stream, Philip is there. He is going to be there for sure. So if it is allowed to live stream, Philip will be live streaming it on Articulated Points.
And so, if he can't live stream it, he's going to film it anyway, right?
Well, you know, I would imagine somebody else would do that, but I don't imagine. If Philip was told not to do it, I don't think he will. But, you know, somebody else could.
Yeah.
Maybe. I would tune in to see what Philip does because he's always about quality and making sure that things look good. And so I'm definitely going to be looking at that. That'll be, what is that, 6 p.m. Eastern, right?
Yeah, about 6 p.m. Eastern, yeah.
I think it actually said from 3 to 4 is what I thought it said. So
yeah,
it should hopefully be from 6 to 7. But like you said, who knows on an exact end time.
Yeah, because also, I mean, there's only going to be a certain segment that's going to be about classified. It's going to be all, you know, Hasbro brands. So
right.
We don't know if we'll be first, last, whatever. In the past, we've usually been like towards the beginning or in the middle of those kind of big all-purpose toy brand kind of panels. So we'll you know, either way, I think it's going to be an exciting one to just check out in any case. And like, I'll be watching from like straight away because I want to see all of the reveals from that brand panel. I want to see what's going on. It's going to be fun. If of course he's allowed, everything will be done. And I can't wait. Yeah, really excited for that. And we'll try and get as many images as well, if there are any to take for the kind of reaction burst later that evening. Okay. So like I said, or like Pat as well mentioned, 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, which is 6 to 7 Eastern today. Oh, my God. What time is it now? It's nearly 11. I really want it to be 6 o'clock already. Actually, the way we do episodes will probably be 6 o'clock very soon. But as you can see, Transformers, G.I. Joe, Ghostbusters, Star Wars, and Marvel will be, kind of in that panel. So lots of cool stuff to talk about and get into. I'm very excited. And just to kind of reiterate, it does say new Cobra team members joining the G.I. Joe Classified Series line. So that's going to be fun. And I would also imagine, based on this Entertainment Earth pre-order drop, that we will more than likely see some sort of pre-orders as well. So excited. I'm buzzing. Anyway, Pat, that's all the kind of news information to kind of keep up with. We do have one more, probably the biggest news of the week kind of thing to talk about next. And we're a little bit torn on this one, aren't we? But we'll do it anyway. It's Higher Toys news. Okay, Pat, say what everyone's thinking.
Skin flap.
How did you know what I was thinking? I wasn't even talking about that image. Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
It's weird. I don't know if I've seen the rest of the figure yet. I just keep looking at that shoulder.
It is a bit odd, isn't it? I said before we kind of started, I kind of hope it is one of those things that gets ironed out a little bit in, you know, development sort of thing. And also, I initially thought, oh, maybe it's like supposed to be painted blue and is acting like an actual shoulder pad or guard or something. The more we kind of look at it in different places, the more it just look like, you know, the actual, like the shoulder. And that is a little bit concerning, isn't it? Because that does not look good.
Yeah, I think as a last minute fix, making it blue would be the correct solution. They don't normally have sleeves that are that large either, but that would certainly be preferable to this. I just finally looked at the wavy knife. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so they've got little kind of wibbly daggers, haven't they? Anyway, yeah, so they Hire Toys, I mean, went real quiet, didn't they, for like a couple of weeks. Usually they were dropping stuff all the time. So of course, I was ready with my text to send them a "You okay, hun?" message, and they go and drop two at once at us. Obviously, we're looking at Tomax at the moment, but based on the way that they've been kind of promoting these, it looks as though we're going to get two separate, like carded figures, which I don't know how I'm enjoying. I don't like this. I kind of wish, and I know we've had the three pack where they've been combined with the Baroness, but like on the classified side of things, I didn't understand why there weren't a two pack. It just seemed to make sense that they'd be a two pack. They'd come together, and the artwork would be able to make sense. And you know, you could be able to do a little bit more with them, and maybe add some other accessories in with them because they were two pack. But instead, we get two separate releases, which didn't quite, it didn't quite like vibe necessarily with me
And
because.
as they started to hit clearance, a lot of them got dumped to completely different places. Like
I know, so you had
Ross.
Tomax in one and Zaymat
Yeah.
in the other.
And I don't even think in the same continent. I don't think, from what I understand, they were just like, wherever they can go, as close as possible, just get rid of them. And
Nuts.
yeah, so good luck
Absolutely
pairing those up
nuts.
over time. But I mean, they're out there, but you didn't. I don't know. If you missed them, you may have to pay some shipping.
From Corsica, where they originated.
Right.
Yeah, like I don't know. I find that the I find that that move of separating them was a little weird. And I'm not sure why it was necessary. But maybe it was at the time they just needed to fill some space with the waves, and you know, like in terms of the budget they had working with, I
Yeah.
guess it was something along those lines. But it
It's
just
not like we
seemed to
didn't have
me,
any two packs, though. We've had two
I
packs,
know,
but not the twins.
yeah,
Yeah.
100%, 100%. So I feel like that was. I'm glad that we kind of got the three pack. At least they were combined in that crimson three pack, and that made sense. There's no point like separating them at that point. That would just be cruel and unusual punishment. But anyway, Hire Toys then, of course, have modeled their figures as they always do on that kind of classified design. But then again, the classified design was almost identical to the vintage, so it wasn't like there was a big difference. But yeah, you're right, Pat. They come with submachine guns with the silencers, and they come with these wibbly daggers, and of course two sheaths, one on the one on the shin or the side of the calf, and one on the belt that kind of goes down to the thigh. So yeah, there's Tomax. There he is. I mean, I would say as well, they look fine, apart from that weird flap. Like, I just don't get
The weapon's
what the
looking a little
idea is
large
there.
to me. Don't you think that's looking a little big?
Just make which one, the gun?
Yeah.
Yeah, the gun looks massive, but then again, every one of the weapons that they've done for Hire Toys seem to be huge, don't they? They
Yeah,
haven't
that's
quite got the scaling right
probably
on those.
fair.
Like,
Yeah,
I
I
remember
still
was
don't
it.
have any of these in hand. I've ordered multiples. It's not happening. And I don't know why. I need to check on those orders that I made.
So true, and it does seem like so long. How many releases do we have now with these two? Probably about 16, 18, something
Maybe
like that.
something like that.
And how many have people got in hand? Like at the most, two, I think, so far. I
Yeah,
don't think any.
I have zero, so.
It's nuts. I'm kind of surprised. But then again, I think one of the main 17, is it? My goodness, I wasn't far off. 17. Whew. Phil said, same here. I've ordered a few and have nothing so far. You'd feel like with 17 releases, at least a third of those would be in hand by now, wouldn't you? Like, but then again, I think because it's so difficult, you know, it's only kind of like the territory wise where they're allowed to kind of sell them is only in the you know, in the Far East, basically. I
Well,
think now that we've got like the doors sort of opening with Small Joes, and there's a couple others that had them, right, as well.
oh yeah, Small Joe's has them, and that's promising because until then it felt like we're allowed to order them, we're just not allowed to get them.
We'll take your money, but you have to come over here to get it. Is that cool?
To be fair, I did get my money back on the Snake Eyes that I paid for and never showed up.
Yeah. I would say, other than that skin flap, though, I think that looked pretty dope. What's sticking out to you, Pat, other than that skin flap?
The skin flap is sticking out. But the large weapon, I actually do like the daggers. Like, that's, I've said that, but I do like them. You know, there's not anything really too surprising, though, about this. It's the twins. I kind of want to see what they look like in person.
Yeah. Stanley's asked, are the US retailers for these? Yeah, we just mentioned one, smalljoes.com. You can get, I think, pretty much all of them so far. Go check out
the early ones. The early ones are not on there. Yeah.
Okay. There have been a lot of reveals actually recently with Hire Toys. And like I said, I think 17 is the number they're at the moment, which is going to make that graphic a lot harder to do. But we've got, should I even attempt it? Snake Eyes, Storm Shadow, Cobra Commander.
Maybe Beachhead, we need a graphic of all of them so far. Whenever
Firefly,
we do a
Baroness, Spirit, Zaymot Tomax.
Did you say Flint?
Flint, Tiger Force Flint. Zartan. Said Beachhead.
Was there a Major Blood already?
Major Blood. 13 so far I've got.
Did you did say Destro?
No, Destro. Lady J, thank you. 15. Two more.
Firefly, I think you said.
Yeah, I said Firefly. I said Spirit. This is a fun game. Direfly, says RKW.
Just give the other two good names and move
Trooper,
on.
Trooper. Cobra Trooper. Thank you. Cobra Trooper. One more.
Was there a Python one?
Viper. We got it. Okay. We got there, guys. We got there. 17.
There hasn't been a Python Patrol one yet, though, has there?
No, I don't think so. Just the Tiger Force Flint, which isn't Python Patrol, obviously, but you know what I mean. That's that. Sorry, I should also look at Zaymot as well. And, it's probably the same figure, just with a scar. In actual fact, I looked at both of them next to each other because obviously there's a shot there. They are, it's pretty much just a mirror image of the face, isn't it? And the scar, there you go. So Zaymot and Tomax, not 100% feeling them, but only really because of that shoulder thing. Like, I think they look good other than that. I think the flap really does make a bit of a weird sticky outy distance. So, crazy pants. Anyway, that is Hire Toys, done and dusted, covered in mustard. Right, one more question for Hire Toys for you, Pat. Who do you want to see? Who do you think's next? I think it's a good question. Who do you think is next? We haven't had Duke. Who, sorry?
I'm going to go with a Python Patrol character. I think that feels likely that they will probably do that.
Cool. Do you think maybe Python Viper? Because they've already got the Viper in much the same way they did with Flint and Tiger Force Flint.
Yeah, I mean, they've got the Cobra Trooper as well, so it could be any of that.
Yes. Oh, actually, I wouldn't mind a Cobra Trooper Officer version 2.0.
Right.
I wonder how they'd mess it up. They'd probably do their own pattern, actually, wouldn't they? Because they've done their own thing with Tiger Force Flint, so I wonder if they'd do
That's
their own
true.
Thing with the Python. Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. Cophead's a good shout, Chris. A Python Cophead as well, but like Cophead in general would be a good one for them to do. I could see Cophead turning up, honestly. They'll just curveball and hit us with Cool Breeze and White Clown. Could you imagine? Or no, what they'll do is they'll do one of Pat's deep cuts. They'll do Scarhead and Flash Force, won't they, mate? For your
Yeah, that'll be it next.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, go watch our monthly that we recorded yesterday. That was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed that, mate. That was so much fun chatting with you and Adam again. I do like it when we get like a group of us together. It's good, isn't it? I like doing solos and stuff, but I prefer doing it with other people, like the weekly with you, like the monthly. I just prefer it. It's almost better with a couple more people involved. Delving into O-rings, you know what I'm saying? Pastor Progi said they'll just curveball and hit us with Cool Breeze and White Clown, and Pat would never be able to get them. That would just be horrible. That would be really mean.
I think it can count on smalljoes.com at this point. I mean, he's been around forever. I've bought a ton of stuff from him.
Scott says, who would you like to see? At this point, any of them to show up. Says Pat. So, Pat, who do you want to see in the line next? The friggin' figures I ordered is what I want to see in the line. Yeah, it does get to the point where you're like, it's been a while. It's been a while. And they have been distributed because we've seen them in hand. We've seen them, people have them in other parts of the world. People have them in the US. I think, doesn't Phil have one? Or did he just say he didn't?
I think he said he didn't. Yeah.
No, he didn't. It doesn't, does he? No, I'm thinking
which
of
I
the,
thought that he did, but I think that was just him saying earlier that he'd ordered them.
I was thinking of his video that he did of the Flame Toys Snake Eyes. Okay. See, this is where can you believe that was a thing? Like, I've completely forgotten about all of that. Like, the amount of stuff that just gets, like, done, and you just, right. You know, it becomes like a distant memory, and it's not even that old. Crazy. Yeah. Anyway, that is all the news we have for you for this week, guys. Like I said, I'll be back tonight with Travis to talk about the WonderCon stuff. But for now, Pat, let's get stuck in to our shout outs.
Have you tried Hoarder yet? No? Well, you need to. If you have a collection of things and want to create a fun and easy way of organizing it and, of course, showing it off, then get involved. You can post items and build collections, and you can drop a status like getting a fun delivery or seeing some awesome related stuff on your travels. Build your collections with Hoarder. The app is free to download on Google Play and the App Store, so what are you waiting for? Get to hoarding.
Sorry, man, the music on this show is amazing. Anyway, Pat, shout outs. Who are we going for first? I think we know.
Of course, shout out to Philip, and he's in the comments, I believe. Maybe not still, but he was.
He made
here
one
earlier.
Comment to make it look like he was listening and watching, and then he just bounced. He turns up for 4 seconds and then just goes, I'm sod this. This is rubbish.
And then, as a reminder, earlier on, we said that he will be at WonderCon today. He's still here. He needs to get himself to WonderCon. So he'll be at WonderCon today, and as long as it is permissible, he will be live streaming the Hasbro panel. So, for Articulated Points, check out Articulated Points, which is the channel that Philip and I have put together, and we put a lot of work into it. This year, Philip has put a lot of work in. I've put a lot of work into it, just we haven't put that out yet. So anything you've seen so far this year has been Philip putting work into it, not me. But that doesn't mean he can't put more work into it today, which he plans to do.
Old Slack Stewart over here. Phil says, fingers crossed, I have a plan to make sure the panel will be live streamed. Phenomenal. Is that are you gonna have to use a potato to film it though, Phil? Like these kind of like stealth mission sort of things have to be done.
The panel at, was it San Diego Comic-Con with the Hasbro brand team? That I was really happy with Philip's quality of that. So
it's amazing.
I was excited that he could just do it for Articulated Points. And then it was, you know, really good quality. So hopefully he gets in there and is allowed to. So
yeah,
I think
fingers
crossed on that. The thing.
I also, it's nice to see a live stream from a panel where it's not the back of some dude's head for most of it. Because we had one, I think it was ages ago now. It would have been one of the SDCC ones, I think, from like a couple of years back or something. And you've got the screen and then this guy's head was just like there in the bottom right-hand corner the whole time. And it's just like, can we at least move it so you can see the screen and not the head? I mean, surely that can be done, but no. Anyway, Phil says, the SDCC Hasbro panel allowed live streaming, but the Skybound panel did not. I have hopes this panel today will allow it. Brilliant. Hopefully it will. It will. Ron has asked if it's streaming on Facebook, but no, I think it'll be all YouTube, that won't it, mate? Unless Phil does also simultaneously do it to Facebook? That's a question for Phil, actually, probably.
Yes, there, I'm sure there's a time delay here, but hopefully he will come through and answer.
Okay.
But I would check out, I would check out the YouTube channel, because be for sure it should be going up to YouTube as he streams.
Absolutely. So yeah, massive shout out to Phil. And of course, cannot wait. Hopefully, fingers crossed, we get to see that panel streamed live on Articulated Points. Very excited about that. Oh, YouTube only. We don't have it set up for Facebook simultaneously. There you go, Ron. So it will just be YouTube only this time around. Okay. Oh, yeah, it does. Right then. Next up, shout out to my wonderful wife, Kate, and Phoebes. They're upstairs at the moment. I can hear them. I can hear them moving around. that sounded like a horror film I was in. I can hear them. I can hear them moving around.
They're in the walls.
Yeah, I can hear them. They're in the walls. Anyway, that's, yeah, big shout out to my wonderful wife and Phoebes. Love you very much. And of course, to our wonderful families in the UK and the US. Hopefully we'll be seeing everyone very soon as well, which is very exciting. We've got visits planned coming to our house on the East Coast. It's so weird that I own a house. I don't know how that's happened. Twice actually in my lifetime, but I don't know how this one happened. It's gorgeous, this house. I don't know what have we done. Anyway, massive shout out. Love you very much, honey. And of course, Brian Sauer, for our amazing graphics. Of course, we've got the new Shockwave graphics, which I think are really nice for spring. And of course, related to Brian, lots of Assembly Required stuff. So of course, Assembly Required in the actual physical go-to inhuman touch convention, the 13th annual Des Moines, Iowa. That will be happening on November 8th and 9th, 2024. More information and news to follow, but I like to bring it up every episode anyway. And of course, before that, if you want a little online taster of a bit of Assembly Required, we have Operation Armor 4 in June, which, Pat, we know that you've got some stuff planned for this one. And is that part of some of the hard work you've been up to?
It certainly is, yes. I've not the only person putting some work in, but you know, it's going to be good.
Absolutely.
At least I think it was good. So maybe people will be like, Pat, what were you thinking? But I think it's going to be worthwhile.
Yeah, Pat, what the hell are you doing, mate? What's going on? Why have we got a 12-hour episode here? Jeez. RKW has said, is that a Photoshop sun flare in regards to that? No. That was just an absolutely perfectly timed J.J. Abrams selfie is what that was. No, I did not. Do you think I could be bothered to go back and put a Photoshop sun flare on there? You might
That's
think
just
yes.
What his hair does when it's outside. He takes his hat off and it shines like that.
Exactly. Pat's seen it for real, so he knows. That's hilarious though, RKW, but no, it's not. I didn't do that on purpose for Photoshop wise. Liquid Identity says, no, just Chris's angelic presence. I like that. Pastor Progi says, I'd buy a couch with all of these background patterns. Shockwave couch would be baller, wouldn't it? I want a Shockwave couch. I want, sure. Oh man, I want that. I want an item of furniture in this basement that is G.I. Joe patterned. Oh my God, it's happening. It's happening. I'm doing it. Anyway, also shout out to, we're at the Kickley Gallery now, Pat.
Yeah, for sure. There's a number of them this week, right?
I would say too many for our shout outs, but no, amazing work as always by Kickley. We've got Scarlet and Storm Shadow on the Claw, obviously reminiscent of the Silent issue. We've got a Worlds Without End homage here with the Baroness and Steeler in an embrace, and obviously Steeler's skeletal remains in the Mobat behind him, which is really dark. But quite fun still at the same time. We also have Snake Eyes doing some DJing on there, which again is quite brilliant. I even love the fact that his headphones, like, he's got them like that. I love that. Right. Like one headphone on, one headphone. Just brilliant. I love that. And of course, Snake Eyes and Scarlet upside down in an embrace while shoot, while aiming in the same direction to shoot, or maybe just supply some cover while they're exposed a little bit. Also, their legs are so entwined, I can't even work out what's going on. It just looks like there's a lot going on in the entwining of those legs. And then, of course, we do have, continuing on that theme of the silent issue, we have Snake Eyes and Scarlet on the claw there, while Snake Eyes is laying down some cover fire with his Uzi. And Crocmaster, that's a nice Crocmaster too. I do like that one. They're really great. What are your thoughts so far, Pat? Enjoying these?
Yeah, obviously issue 21, such a good time. I always love that one. So anything related to that is fun.
We also have this one with the Skyhawk with Flint, Steel Brigade, and Airborne, which is nice. Hanging on for dear life. I say hanging on for dear life. Airborne is literally surfing that. And the Steel Brigade guy's just got his arm against the cockpit. That's it. He's not holding on to anything. They are screwed, really, aren't they?
Yeah, somebody should tell Airborne that's not a parachute, that it's just,
it's a blanket.
Yeah, it's a bedroll. Yeah,
the
it's
shovel.
Not a parachute.
Why isn't that shovel turning into a parachute?
I guess it's the same for both of them. It's the same backpack.
Exactly. They've both been lied to there. It's amazing. Brilliant stuff. And finally, we have Snake Eyes and Clutch in the Vamp. That's probably going to cause some hearing issues for Clutch, isn't it? I'm gonna fire both these submachine guns either side of your head, Clutch, so both ears get screwed. Hopefully his helmet's protecting him, enough there. But really cool. You can mock this up, Pat, with your Vamp and Retro Snake Eyes and Clutch.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
You should do that. Send me a picture of this. Go do that now. Just kidding. Anyway, thank you very much. Massive shout out to Kickly, of course, as always. And of course, to you guys in the chat and the comments, thank you so much for all of your support. We really appreciate it. All the listens, the views, all that good stuff. And our patrons, of course, as well. I'll see if I can get an episode out this weekend for you guys as well. A Q&A, et cetera, et cetera. But anyway, Pat, dude, thank you so much for joining me, mate. It's been a blast.
Yeah, thanks. It's always fun. I appreciate being on every week.
And I did say there was a hard stop at 11:15, and we're not far off. I'm only two minutes late.
You said to me it was earlier than that. When are you first? And then you were like,
I said I could push it to 11
at 11, and then you were like, oh well, it's not a hard stop at 11. It's more like 11:15.
I mean, I'm just trying to give myself enough time, and now I've ruined it all by going on this weird kind of chat, and now it's like 18 minutes past.
Chat about how we stopped 3 minutes ago, but didn't.
And by the way, I won't. It was an accident last week, and a lot of people noticed that I cut everyone off before we said full force. I think we got an F out, but I was literally hovering over the thing to press it, and I pressed it too early. And I thought, hey, it was still quite funny. And
you were just cutting me off. That's what I thought.
No, it was a complete accident. So hopefully I won't do it this time. No, I promise I won't do it this time. Anyway, stay fresh, cheese bags. And as always, after three, you know what to do. Like, I'm not going to do it, Pat. Don't worry. After three, one, two,
full
three.
Force. I had to make sure I got it in.
Full force. Laters.
'Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing and commenting on these videos. And as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on X, formerly Twitter, at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce. We've also added a brand new Instagram, so check us out there as well, at The Full Force Podcast. And if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on any of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos, or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForcePodcast or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.